Hi, this is Karen Graves from YourSalesFix.com, and if you're listening to my voice, then I want to say thank you for listening to this audio recording that I prepared just for you. If you've ever been out networking and you feel uncomfortable having chit-chat type of conversations with new people, or if you're wondering if what you're saying as far as an introduction is making any impact with the people that you're meeting, or if you're feeling that you really just don't like to network because you never know what to say, or you just wish that whatever you said, the person would just get it instantaneously, then this CD was prepared with you in mind. And I just want to tell you that if you're having any of those feelings, then you are so not alone, because I work with and speak to entrepreneurs all the time who just wish that networking could be a much smoother process, that when they have introductory conversations with people and people ask them what they do, instead of feeling nervous or just not comfortable sharing what their services are, they just wish that the words would flow off their tongue. And they wish that instead of getting blank stares or awkward silences, that person would respond, "Really, that's interesting. Tell me more about what you do. How can I get in touch with you? Oh, I know somebody who needs your services." That's what I hear time and time again, which is exactly why I created this particular audio recording just for you, because there are too many entrepreneurs who are experiencing the awkward part of networking. However, if they just do a few tips and a few strategies to make a shift in how they're going about networking and how they even feel about the elevator speech itself, that short presentation, that short introduction that explains the services that they provide and who they are, that they can make dramatic impact in under 30 seconds. So this is what this call is all about. This is where I want to share with you some of those tips and strategies that I've seen work time and time again, that I've put to practice, that my clients have put to practice, that have dramatically shifted their businesses. So if you just sit back and listen and relax, take out a pen and paper and jot down some ideas for yourself, I promise you that you'll get a wealth of information that's going to help you in your business as well. And if you listen all the way to the end, I'm going to make a special offer just for you, just for taking the time to listen to me. That is going to also further your business and help you create an elevator speech that is going to have that quick, fast impact that has somebody going from, "Hi, how are you? What's your name?" to, "Oh my gosh, I need you in my life," in under 30 seconds. So if you bear with me, I plan on giving you a very special gift as well. Now, before I do all that, you're probably a little curious as to who I am and how I came to be the person who can share this information with you. Like, what kind of credibility can I have if I'm going to tell you about how to make a quick impact? Well, a lot of it comes from the fact that I was a business failure. There, I said it. I said it out loud. Yes, I was a failure in business. And it's not probably for some of the reasons that you may think, although you may know, but the biggest reason is because I wasn't selling enough. Me, who is now a sales success mentor, wasn't a salesperson in her own business, which is exactly why I'm talking to you today. See, what happened was when I first started in my business, I was extremely passionate, enthusiastic about being a coach. And this was several years ago. I had been laid off from my big corporate job, and I was on fire to change the world. The thing about it is that I was on fire to change the world, but I wasn't necessarily willing to tell anybody that I was on fire to change the world. And that would seem pretty strange considering the fact that my background was one in sales. I was a sales representative at one point, and then a sales trainer at another point, and ultimately a sales training manager that taught other trainers how to train people to sell, very, very large pharmaceutical company. And I was quite successful in all of my roles within this company. And I loved to sell. However, when I started my own business, I didn't love selling as much as I thought I would. I found that it was really difficult to talk about myself the way that I might have talked about some of the pharmaceutical products that I did in the past. And I found that I had to really connect to what it is that I did for people and feel comfortable sharing it with others in a way that would make impact. And because I was really unwilling to do that, As you can imagine, I didn't make very many sales. So much so that I actually ended up going back to work for a while. And that exactly was what I needed to turn everything around, because I realized that sales was essential to my business. If you don't have any sales, well, then you don't have any business because you're not making any money. And I decided right then and there that I would start selling. I would commit everything that I had to selling effectively, and I would never look back. And once I made that change in my business, I changed everything about my business. And I also shifted the focus of who I wanted to help in my business, and that was other entrepreneurs, especially women, just like myself, feel comfortable and confident and authentic and natural when offering their own services to other people. And to really owning that we are worth, our services are worth paying for. And so I have committed my life to now helping people who don't feel comfortable selling, who fear selling, get over that fear. And what I like to say is that I turn sales phobics into salesaholics. I really get people hooked on sales. And with that, I know what it was like in the beginning to go out and network. Oh, I hated networking. Strong word, I know, but it was true. It would make me nervous. It would make my stomach sick. And I would always wonder if what I was saying was going to get the reaction that I was looking for, which was, I'll hire you right now. And more often than not, it really wasn't. And I would write down elevator speech after elevator speech and try to make it sound just right. And I would read through all these books and study all these mentors and use all these formulas. And nothing ever sounded or felt quite right. And I would get really upset, especially when I would go to a networking event and think that I had the perfect words finally and go share my elevator speech and get blank stares. Or better yet, that awkward silence where the person looked at me and I would look at them and neither one of us would know what to do. And if you've ever had that experience, then you know what it's like. You know what it's like to work so hard and saying just the right thing and not make any impact. And, you know, it's really unnecessary. I found that that became the one thing that was more unnecessary than anything, because if you look at what the elevator speech's purpose is, it's really the opportunity. It's an opportunity to establish instant credibility. And when I learned that that's what I was doing, was establishing instant credibility, I also recognized that any time that I did an elevator speech that didn't feel authentic, that felt awkward, that was sounded canned, or it just didn't fit, or I was saying it to the wrong people, then I was also sabotaging my expertise. So with that learning, I said, well, there's got to be an easier way. So what I did was I shifted my thinking in such a way and established a format that works extremely well for anyone who wants to go out and make quick impact in networking. So much so that in my own business, when I go out and network, very often I usually leave at least the networking event with at least one client. That's pretty consistent. And I'm not saying that to brag, but I'm saying it because it's really been a huge aha that networking doesn't have to be painful. Sharing my elevator speech doesn't have to be painful. But there is a way to have really comfortable conversations that have people saying, oh, tell me more. Oh, we should have a conversation. Oh, I might need your services. Oh, I know somebody else who needs your services. That with a simple twist on what you're doing, that you can actually establish yourself as the person who's needed within a very short period of time. I also share it with my clients. So right away, when they start networking with this renewed way of networking, they're finding that they're getting more clients, that people are starting to call them out for their services and say, oh, my gosh, I need you, and I met you last week at a networking event, and I thought of somebody already that can use your services, and they're starting to create bigger connections. And, of course, now networking is becoming fun, and now they're also getting more clientele, and ultimately they're making more money. No longer are they hunting and pecking for clients. They're getting steady leads of clients. They're getting more clientele. And all of their networking is leading to bigger business. And because I've seen it work, I know I can share it with you, and I want to share it with you so that you can have this happen to you too. And like I said, I'm going to help you with this if you just keep on listening, because I have something to share with you. But first of all, what I want to talk about is really thinking about, you know, why is the elevator speech like so important? And like I said, it's the purpose is it helps you establish credibility and authority right off the bat and an expert in your expertise in your field. And it helps you get regarded as somebody who is known in your industry as the go-to person. What used to be is that, you know, people kind of took elevator speeches for granted. I know that in business, everybody always had some type of introduction. There are, you know, many different networking organizations where they spend time teaching people how to do elevator speeches and they practice. But a lot of times, those elevator speeches are not necessarily giving people the same amount of credibility that they can. They're not really used to the ability that they can be to the point where somebody is saying within a few words, oh, wow, you know, you really know what you're talking about. And because now there's a lot of different industries being established, a lot of new types of positions are being established, and a lot of new type of experts are coming forth. You know, you have a lot of different coaches, and you have, you know, people in social media and, you know, artists, and we're creating a whole new realm and way of being. It's more important than ever to have an elevator speech in, you know, at your fingertips that establishes you as somebody, it differentiates you from the crowd very quickly. And what we're also realizing is that right now it's more critical and crucial than ever to build trust quickly, that people want to do business with trustworthy sources. That, you know, when it used to be that you didn't really worry about names and faces as much as you do now, you know, when big brands, they could just say what they did and people just gravitated towards them. You know, when the economy shifted, people were saying, you know what, I want to know that I'm connected to this company, that trust became even more important than it has been in past years, that people have a renewed sense of trust, that people want to know that they're doing business with people who are going to do good things for them and with them. And so, you know, it's not so much just about the words, it's about the person behind the words. And where it used to be like somebody could say something and you trusted the industry and you said, okay, with the establishment of new industries, you might have to know a little bit more about it before that trust comes. So we want to establish that trust quickly. And in a time where people want to know that you care about them, we're definitely in a place where customers and clients really want to know that you're going to take care of them, that you have their best interest at hand. And so it's really important that we establish that right off the bat when we introduce ourselves in networking events, and that we make warm and genuine connections, and that we're authentic right from the start. And so one of the things that I love to teach, and a few of the things I love to teach actually, are the fact that what you say, the words that you're saying, are only a part of the whole elevator speech. As a matter of fact, there was a study that was done that showed that in, you know, communication, 7% of communication relies on the words that you say. The other 93% relies on how you look when you say what you're saying and how you sound when you say what you're saying. So if we think about it and only 7% of the words are that important, then it's the actual human connection that makes more of an impact. And we really have to absorb that and take that into account, because so many of us spend all this time writing the perfect words, but those perfect words do not necessarily connect you to that person. So what I love to teach people is that you have to really own the words that you're saying. And the easiest way to do that is to establish yourself as an expert. If you're going to go out and talk about your business, you got to be the expert in your business. You have to be the person who knows without a doubt that you are the best source of that service that person can have. So if you're a coach, and say you're a health coach, you have to really believe that you are able to help somebody have a healthier lifestyle. You have to embody that expertise. One of the ways to do that, and a very easy way to establish that, is to, and if you ever don't have confidence, and I'll tell you that this is also the core in sales. As a matter of fact, it's the Graves' first lesson in sales, and networking is a very big part of the sales process, is you gotta believe. You have to believe in your ability beyond anything else and anybody else, because if you don't believe, nobody can believe you. And since we are in such a time where trust is of the utmost importance, people are only going to trust those who believe in themselves. And so this is a good time for you to take, you know, a really quick look and say, am I trustworthy? Do I believe in me? And one of the ways that you can do that is really write down everything about you that tells you that you're the expert in the industry that you're working in. So if you are a health coach, what are the qualities that you have? What are the strengths that you have? What's the training that you have? When did you know that you should have been in this business? What is the interest that you have? How can you say without a doubt that you are a health coach, the best health coach, and a health coach that can help other people? Once you get that into your soul, you'll be able to say it at a moment's notice. The confidence comes from within. And again, if we're relying on people on how they see you, they want to see you as confident. They want to see you as competent. You have to exude that confidence and that competence. And when you establish it within yourself, it's hard not to see. So when you're out networking, you want to make sure that you embody that feeling of, I am the perfect person to offer this service. So write down those strengths and the qualities and the reasons why and look at it daily, every single day. Look at it and remind yourself, especially before you go out to a networking event, and get really excited about it, because if you own it, then it's easy for them to want to hear more about it, okay? And the whole goal is for somebody to say, tell me more about that. Also, if you want to make that impact very quickly, the other thing I like to teach is in order to make impact within 30 seconds, you have to say it in a way that, so with the confidence in mind, but you have to say it in a way that it speaks to the person, not about you, not really fluffing yourself up, but it speaks to them so that they hear it. They hear it for themselves. We always need to remember that a person hears for themselves. So the words that you're saying, it's about them. They hear it about them. So if you know exactly how to communicate to them in a way that establishes that expertise that's needed in their life from you, then it's very easy for them to draw the conclusion really quickly that they should do business with you. So some of the ways for you to do that is to think about who you need to be talking to. Who is that ideal customer or client for you? Who is that person who's going to be the person who's going to need your services the most? Why do they need your services? What are they struggling with? What are the problems that they have? How are you solving them? What are the solutions that you bring forth? So you want to write down your who. And get very specific. And I know sometimes people feel uncomfortable with the specificity, because it's like, if I get specific here, then other people won't come. And that couldn't be furthest from the truth. Because if you're talking directly to that person, that perfect person, and you're talking directly to them about what they need, and you're offering the services that work specifically for them, it's very easy for them to say yes. But if you're talking about the, you know, vague groups of people, and I work with anyone, or I work with all entrepreneurs, and I work with, you know, then it gets watered down, and people can't see themselves as clearly. People like to see themselves in your conversation. So get very clear as to who specifically you need to speak with, and that's going to help you in another sense, because it's also going to tell you where you should be networking. I can't tell you how many times in the beginning when I would go networking and I would talk about my services. Now, at the time that I started coaching, I was coaching anybody on anything, and I was basically saying that, and I was changing my elevator speech like 20 different times to whatever the room was about and hoping that it worked, and to the point where I'd get myself confused. And it was like, I help working farmers with their balance of children and cows. You know, it was just really getting convoluted. But when I first started coaching, in all seriousness, I was working with working moms. But I was now working with businessmen most often. So as you can see, they were kind of confused as to what the reason that they would need my services. So if I'm telling a businessman about, business owner, about working moms, he wasn't making that connection. And even if he did have a wife at home or a wife who was working and had children, it wasn't enough for him to feel motivated to recommend my services because I was talking to the wrong person. So what I do now is I ensure that I'm networking in all the places where entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs who are struggling to make sales and struggling with having sales conversations that work for them, are hanging out. If you're a health coach, then you're going to hang out with people who understand the need to get better health and want better health rather than hanging out maybe at a bar. That wouldn't work very well now, would it? So, and even though people at a bar might think that they need better health, that moment they're not thinking it right there. So you want to ask yourself, you know, am I speaking to the right people? That saves you time. It saves you energy. And it saves that conversation from drawing on and trying to convince somebody that you're a good solution to that person drawing that conclusion for themselves. So that who is really important. And the what are they struggling with? Speaking their language. Oftentimes I hear, and this is a little sticky widget, so I'm going to share this with you. Oftentimes I hear coaches, they try to get fancy. And they tell, you know, they say, oh, I try to help you find your peace, harmony, and joy. Well, the average person isn't walking around saying, I'm looking for my peace, harmony, and joy. They're looking for, you know what, I'm just feeling out of whack. I'm really frustrated lately. I fly off the handle a lot. I'm stressed out. I'm at a job that's not fulfilling. They speak in very plain terms. So you want to talk about exactly what they're struggling with in their language, not yours. It's about them. It's not about what you think. Now, if they get to peace, harmony, and joy, which is what you want them to get to, that's great. Once they're your client, you can explain to them the whole concept of the peace, the harmony, and joy. But when you're out communicating to them, you're not waiting for them to decipher what that means to them. You're speaking to them how they typically talk. And if you're unsure, then you need to have more conversations with people who are your ideal target and find out how they're talking, what words are they using, so that you can use those words when you're introducing yourself to people. Again, it's about drawing conclusions quickly for them. And lastly, if you really want to make impact, you want to talk about the results. You want to talk about what they will get as a result of working with you. Here's something else I tend to see people do. They go out and they talk about how they do things. Especially when coaching was first established, a lot of people used to talk about, well, what is coaching and how do I go about doing my coaching sessions? Or, you know, I'm a personal trainer. This is how I do my personal training. Truth of the matter is, people don't care how you do it. They want to know what they're going to get as a result of having it. And a perfect example is this. If you have a TV at home and you've ever gotten a satellite or a cable service and somebody had come into your house and they had to set up your satellite or your cable service, you weren't standing there, unless maybe you're highly technological, you weren't standing there asking the technician how the cable or the satellite was getting the signal into your TV. You probably weren't walking around like, so when the satellite beams into the air and then it bounces off of the satellite in the air and it comes back to your feet, you were probably really getting to the point of, will my picture be clear? If there's a storm, will it stay working? How many channels will I get? You know, what premium channels will I have? What can I, you know, how easy is it for me to record something? You just want to know the results. And so do potential clients and customers. And what I see oftentimes is that people try to go into this whole explanation of how. Drop the how and talk about the results. If you are a health coach and they work with you, what can they expect life to be like after working with you? Focus on the after, okay? Some of those pains and struggles that they're having are where they are before. Talk about the after. This is a great opportunity, too, to talk about the results that current clients have had or people that you've worked with. Maybe you don't have clients yet and you're still establishing your clientele, but you've had some of the experiences in, you know, with working with people just in learning your craft and honing your craft. What are some of the experiences that people tend to have as a result of coming in contact with you? Let them know. you know, as I mentioned with you, with my clients are making more impact, 30 seconds or less. You can have that too. That's a result. So think about the results. Write those down. So you want to write down who specifically is going to benefit from your services, what are they struggling with, what problems are they having, what solutions do you offer them, and what are the results. And then when you introduce yourself, it's your name, the name of your company, who you work with, how they're struggling, the solutions that you offer, and what the results they can expect to receive. That way, when you introduce, when somebody says, hi, who are you? You know, what do? You've answered all their questions. And you could follow up at this point with a question of your own. How familiar are you with the services that I provide? How interested are you in the services that I provide? What do these types of services mean for you? Do you know anyone who would benefit from these services? Now you can get that established expertise and that connection quickly. And if the person says no to all of your follow-up questions, or they don't have any interest, or this is nothing that works for them, guess what? You've just pre-qualified them. You've now established that this is a connection that is probably not necessarily going to go any further, but you've now gotten to meet somebody, somebody's gotten to meet you. Doesn't mean that it's going to not ever work, but it might be something that's not working at the moment. Nothing personal, nothing lost. It's just been nice to meet you, and you can now move on, and you've now made some camaraderie, okay? So those are the things that you want to think about when you're creating your elevator speech. But most importantly, and this is the last statement that I really want to emphasize, is that you got to practice it. There's no use in writing one and creating one and having it hanging around without practicing it. And when I say practice it, I don't mean just stand around in the mirror. I mean go out and use it. Go out to networking events. Get out there. I recommend once a week that you're out networking somewhere. If you have a budget that you're concerned about, then make it budget friendly. Give yourself a dollar amount. Stay within the dollar amount. There's a lot of spaces out there to make connections often. Tell anybody. Tell everybody. But you've got to go out there and talk. And that's really going to help you establish your expertise. Why else it's going to help you is because the more comfortable that you get to saying it, the more confident you become. The more confident you are saying it, the more it rolls off your tongue and the more natural it becomes. And when you're owning it and you're natural, it's just a part of your conversation. It becomes second nature. You don't have to think about it. And what you will see is that people will start saying, and they see you consistently, they'll start saying, oh, there's Susie. She's a health coach. She helps women with their health issues, you know, get healthier and eat better and lose weight. And as a result of people working with her, they actually lose 10, 15 pounds, but they actually look 10 years younger, and they have crazy energy. I've just heard all about her, and she's fabulous. Then other people start selling for you. So think about how you can now enhance what you do and have excitement with it and get really excited. And go out there and enjoy the networking piece about it. You can measure. Don't do like a lot of people do either. So here's some of the common mistakes that I want to tell you that people do that you can avoid right off the bat. They beyond the practicing, they're not measuring the impact. They're not looking for the visuals. You know, if people start looking shifty or they start looking uncomfortable, you may be talking too much. That's okay. Just stop talking. And ask them how interested they are. Ask them what they know about the topic, all right? Sometimes people also go out and they change their elevator speech in the minute, you know, over and over and over again in the same event. Stay consistent and just see if you're talking to the right people, if you're making the impact, what kind of visual confirmation are you getting. If you're looking and seeing that that person is either nodding their head or they're smiling, then you might be making a connection. And you want to go ahead and keep trying that. If you're noticing that you are still getting the blank stares or awkward silences, then go back and tweak it and get comfortable with it. And remember, smile. Sometimes people tend to get nervous and they don't smile, or they mumble, or they look away and they don't make eye contact. Smile. Get comfortable. Feel strong. Stand straight. And be engaging and be yourself. Be yourself. Just be natural as much as you can. because it's really you that they want to connect with, not the words. And also, sometimes people are in the wrong place networking, so make sure that you're networking in the right places and keep trying. Sometimes people give up. Don't give up. Just tweak. Test and tweak. Test and tweak. Test and tweak. So, I mean, in a nutshell, that's what it is. I really want networking to be fun for everyone. I want it to be something that becomes a – it's almost like a game, really. It's almost like, is this really working for me? Let me try it out. Let me test. How many people? And the more conversations you have, the more likely you are to have follow-up conversations. Networking is the precursor to having actual sales conversations. If you're networking well, you are filling your pipeline of prospective clients. The more you network, the more connections you make, the more prospective clients you have, the more clientele that you can get. So you really want to get to be an expert in the networking area. If you can be that expert in networking and master it, then you can have a full clientele. Now, here's my offer, because I really believe that if you become that master in your elevator speech and you really apply it and you really try it and you're willing to go out there and experiment, that you will get more clients. I've seen it done. I know it can be done, and I know it can happen for you. And as a matter of fact, I can guarantee you that you'll have at least 2 to 3 clients within the next 2 months if you use the techniques that I'm speaking about. So what I'd like to do is offer to help you in that. What I'm going to do is invite you to send me your elevator speech, the best one that you can craft. Now, before you send it, I'm a kiss it type of girl, and I believe that kissing it is what's going to work. And what that means is keep it simple, keeping it simple sells. Keeping it simple sells. So please don't send me a 20-page document of an elevator speech. I'd really like just a few brief sentences, 2 to 3 sentences, that explain to me who you are, who you work with, what are they challenged with, what services you provide, and the results that they get. Craft that for me, send it to me via email, and I will not only give you feedback, but I'll wordsmith it if I can. Okay? That is my promise to you. If you take me up on the offer, then you will hear from me within 48 hours of sending it to me. The way to send it to me is at Karen@yoursalesfix.com. Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at yoursalesfix.com. Take me up on the offer. It's free advice, free feedback. You don't have to do anything but put it out there. And then I have to hold you to something. If you send it to me and I wordsmith it, then you've got to go out and test it. That's all I ask. But I'm willing to help you because I believe that every one of us has the power to turn new introductions to people who don't know us into new clients. If you do it, if you just go out there and keep saying it and let people know who you are and really have fun with it and establish yourself as the expert and own it, people can't help but want to work with you. And it allows you to take what you're passionate about and serve people in a really big way and to build the business that you're excited about building. So I want to say thank you again for listening. It's been really a pleasure to connect with you, and I hope to stay connected. So take me up on the offer, Karen@yoursalesfix.com. Look forward to seeing you and hearing from you. Bye.